Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let me get to what the Panthers have done. And in the grand scheme of things, and I said this before, I am not anti the moves they have made so far. The shiny object, of course, is the fact that Brian Burns goes for a second and a fifth next year. And then there's, you know, nobody's talking about the big move of swapping fifth round picks, which gets you from 141 to 140. You know, just in front of the Giants in the fifth round this year. So that's an enormous move. But, it, you know, when you look at it, they gave up more for Sam Darnold than they're getting for Brian Burns. That's what I can't square.
I forgot about that. That's a really good one. I might steal that for a tweet.
Take it.
Yeah, I will. Here's the thing. The Panthers needed to come out aggressively if it wasn't true and say that the Rams offered the two first and the second was never out there. They hadn't done that. And so it's led everybody, I mean, myself included, to believe and to understand that the Rams did in fact offer them that. And I think, you know, I think you quote tweeted what I tweeted out there, but you know, look, this is a case of there does feel like the same guy who told the Rams no thanks, or told his front office to tell the Rams no thanks, is the same guy who allowed the relationship between the front office and basically David Tepper, in my opinion, was like, no, we're not trading him, and then came out and then was like, you know, he basically said, I'm not paying Brian Burns $30 million a year, and the relationship between Tepper and the front office with Todd France, Brian Burns' agent, who has done a good job taking hardline stances. He did it with Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Yep.
And Burns himself deteriorated to the point that Tepper basically realized they were going to get nothing for him. I mean, they were going to get a third-round compensatory pick at best, which is the end of the third round, if they didn't sign him or trade him this offseason, because he was just going to leave next offseason. It was going to be too prohibitive to tag him. And so ultimately, I think Tepper said, we're not paying him that. Go get the best offer you can get to Dan Morgan. And so now you make Dan Morgan look stupid because you wouldn't take the two first, and you do take a second-round pick, which, as you point out, is less than what you take for Sam Darnold. I don't have a problem. And I told you when we were talking about Brian Burns being tagged, I thought he would be traded. I don't have a problem with trading Brian Burns.
Nor do I.
It actually makes all the sense in the world because you were going to get a late third, again, at best, based on the compensatory formula, and then, you know, whoever you sign and all that, it's one more year down the road, too, by letting him walk next year. So getting something now is great, but it's just clear that this ownership group, and by extension, the front office, because they do what the boss tells them to do, doesn't understand how to stay away from the football, being involved in the football aspect of things, and clearly doesn't have a good grasp on what to do in terms of managing a team. I like that they went out and signed two offensive linemen, two interior offensive linemen. Protect Bryce Young on the inside. It's going to make Ike Nwokonwu better on the left tackle. Like, it's going to improve your offense as a whole for sure. But like, you keep making these headline grabbing idiotic moves.
Yeah, the problem, and again,
hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
It's hard to do this, but we know, and Joe Person from The Athletic is the one who confirmed all of this. He goes, he knows for a fact. And I thought it was two ones and a three, and then it's two ones and a two. I just can't for the life of me understand why for somebody who doesn't throw for 4,500 yards, you would decline that, who's not about to wear a Hall of Fame jacket. And I don't care what anybody's opinion is of Brian Burns today. He is not, you know, ticketed for Canton. I just don't understand how that's not the easiest, okay, ever.
Yeah, I mean,
a thousand times in a row I would do that.
I mean, I'll quote my buddy Franklin from ATW. We were talking about the move yesterday on our text chat, on our text thread, but he's like, who would turn down two first for any non-quarterback?
Right.
Like, I mean, maybe prime Aaron Donald you could justify it with, or maybe like if somebody offers you two first round picks for any player that is not a franchise quarterback, you take it.
In fact, there's
a lot of quarterbacks where you take it. If somebody offered the Panthers two first for Bryce Young right now, you'd probably take it.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And again, well, no
smart teams would. I mean,
right, that's true. No offense to Bryce Young. All right, we need to move off of that because it's one of those things that we could spend. Every time I think about it, I get more angry at what. And I don't. And what I keep trying to tell people is that I am not a fan. I have no emotional tie to the organization. But what I do have an emotional tie to is teams that routinely do the wrong thing. Maybe I'm scarred by being a Jets fan for most of my life, for being a Mets fan, for being a Knicks fan, right? I grew up, and I'm still a Mets fan. I could care less what the Knicks do or what the Jets do, but when teams continuously do the wrong thing, it makes me angry, and the Panthers just, like, I like what they did. I like Robert Hunt. I like Damian Lewis. I think those are really two really good additions.
Yeah, Robert Hunt's a really good player, and that's like, you know, spending in the interior offensive line is sort of an underrated thing. That isn't like, you know, no, everyone's talking about the Brian Burns trade. Nobody's talking about the Robert Hunt deal,
right?
And that's just because like guards, you know, buying interior offensive linemen isn't very sexy. But I mean, that's a smart move. Like the Panthers, outside of not getting enough for Brian Burns and having it directly compared to the offer they had from the Rams, the Panthers have not had a bad offseason or a bad free agency.
No, I like it. I would have rather them kept Frankie Louvu, but that price tag is probably above and beyond where they wanted to go for somebody like that. So four starters, Yetur Gross-Mattis is now with San Francisco, Burns in New York. Dante Jackson is going to sign somewhere. I don't think Dante Jackson is a tremendous loss, in my opinion. Louvu. So four defensive starters are out. I trust the rest of that defense. Hopefully J.C. Horn will be healthy. And now you got to go. And, well, they're going to release Von Bell, too. So another important part of that defense is going to be out. But I trust Ejiro Evero to put together a good defense. And now you got a little bit more draft capital, not a ton, but you got two picks early in the second round, and those two early second-day picks, I mean, if you want, you could parlay those into a first. But I think they need bodies.
They need bodies for sure. You also, you know, I mean, you're saving some. You know, saving some money. You don't have to worry about, you know, using the fifth-year option. I mean, the fifth-year option ignite. But, I mean, in reality, like, if a player is good enough, you know, you sign him before the fifth-year option becomes necessary to even utilize. And I think, too, with this draft class and the Panthers' needs, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were in on Calvin Ridley. I'm not saying it would be a good idea. I'm just saying it wouldn't be surprised if they were. Or you take one of those twos and you send it to Cincinnati for T. Higgins. I mean, that's not a bad idea either, right? Like, I think if you're Cincy and you know, the Panthers offered you 39, definitely if they offered you 33, you would consider doing it because it does feel like things are like the way that Cincy operates with the franchise tag. We've seen it, they did it with AJ Green and they recently did it with Jesse Bates, the safety who ended up signing in Atlanta. They let these guys play out these 1-year tag deals and let them walk. And so if you're the Bengals and you can get that high of a pick, would you do it for T. Higgins, you know, your local Clemson guy? I don't think that's a terrible idea. But regardless, you know, this if the Panthers don't do either of those routes with Ridley or Higgins, this draft class is so deep at wide receiver, it's insane.
Right.
And, you know, it's very deep at it's very deep on the offensive line as well. There's all these quarterbacks, right? I mean, as you know, people are like, well, there's 9 or 10 wide receivers who go in the first round. Well, I mean, there's only 32 picks.
Right.
So there's a really good chance that, like, one or two of these wide receivers who are high-quality players could slip to the second round. You have Jonathan Mingo, you know, who you think is going to be a pretty good player.
Do we?
Okay. Well, I mean, he's a rookie, man. Like, he's a rookie in that system.
Good point.
I'm not going to sweat anybody's performance in whatever the hell happened.
That is a very good point. Sometimes I forget, because Mingo was so unimpressive, I forget that Bryce Young was also unimpressive. And I'm giving Bryce Young the benefit of the doubt that it was more about the environment than anything else. So I'll give the same benefit of the doubt to Jonathan Mingo. I personally wouldn't waste any draft picks on trading for veteran players. Not a single one. Not understanding that T. Higgins is definitely available from Cincinnati. But I would use all of my draft picks to build my team.
And he might not be. And the reality is, you're not your team. I'm playing devil's avocado with myself here, but like you know, you're not a team that's going to compete in the NFL in 2024. More than likely, if you're the Panthers, right? I mean, it's very reasonable to expect that they're going to struggle again this coming season. T. Higgins is likely going to be a free agent. He'll be 26. You can go and, I mean, make him a monster offer, and he might be willing to come and play in Carolina for the right amount of cash.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every fan knows the right player in the right position can be a game changer. Put LifeLock between your identity and identity thieves to monitor and alert you to threats you could miss. Plus, with a U.S.-based restoration specialist on your team, you won't have to face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other losses from identity theft alone. All backed by the LifeLock $1 Million Protection Package. Change the game on identity theft. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Will Brinson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, real quick, Saquon Barkley to the Eagles. Other than Tiki Barber being upset, which I think he was just sort of joking, and I have no problem with it.
Saquon didn't take it that way.
he absolutely took it seriously, which, whatever, I don't. Which probably portends that they didn't have a very good relationship anyway, which I think put Saquon Barkley in a long line of people that don't have a great relationship with Tiki Barber. He seems to be somewhat.
Oddly enough, I have a great relationship with Tiki Barber.
I've spoken with him several times, and I've liked him very much. He's incredibly honest. I don't know why he puts off, fellow athletes, but I still think that Philadelphia, I don't understand what Philadelphia's doing. I mean, didn't they have a running back who was at least as good as him just now?
They had DeAndre Swift who,
He went to Chicago.
It's been a wild. It's been like the craziest running back market ever.
Traded for him, and then now they let him walk. I don't know. Maybe they saved some money with Saquon Barkley, who at least can catch the ball out of the backfield.
I don't think we've seen the full blown contract and financials on Saquon, but I mean, it's like $12 million a year, which is it's a lot, but I mean, that's probably a lot of funny money in there. And I think you can make the case that, Saquon, obviously taking him at 2 is a terrible idea. But as a player, as a player, when he's healthy, man, incredible.
When he's healthy.
Yeah, when he's healthy. But I mean, like, if you're in the Eagles, you believe you can keep him healthy and you can, you believe your analytics and your approach to player usage and running back usage gets the most out of guys, and we've seen it. Like, they got the most out of DeAndre Swift. They got the most out of Miles Sanders under Nick Sirianni. If they get the most out of Saquon Barkley, then that can end up being a pretty decent signing. I'm not in the mode of like paying running backs in free agency, though. That's just not my thing.
No, they draft the running back in the fifth round, you're probably just as good.
I do want Derrick Henry to get signed by the Ravens. That would be fun. Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson together, an absolute dream and a nightmare for defenders.
Nightmare for defenders, and at least somebody the Ravens can, I believe, even in his advanced age, count on to be healthy, which you can't say about any of their running backs. Over the last, I don't know how many years, seems like every year they lose all of their running backs to season-ending injuries. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. My friend, I appreciate your time. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, down, buddy. See you, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.